It's beginning to rain, rain, rain in the voice of our Father. Saying, whosoever will come drink of this water, I promise to pour my spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, inviting you to worship with us today at Bible Home Church, coming to you from Austin, Texas.
Hello, friends. This is Jerry Barrett, the pastor's assistant here at Bible Home Church. Please remember that Bible Home Church operates solely through your love gifts, tithes, and offerings. You can mail a check or money order to Bible Home Church, 5200 Evidence Cove, Spicewood, Texas, 78669. Or you can donate through PayPal on our website. Don't forget to send in your prayer requests as well. We will be happy to add you to our prayer list, and we greatly appreciate your prayers for us. This week, we continue the series, Are Lesbians and Homosexuals Demon-Possessed? We pray that you will receive a blessing from Pastor Mars's message. Up next is Jamie Johnson with Lead Me Home, after which we will begin Pastor Mars's sermon.
Yeah. dream over Jordan. Take my hand, Lord, lead me home. Take my hand, Lord, lead me home.
And they cried out to Jesus, the demon spirits in this man who was totally naked and had torn off all of his clothes. No telling what abominations he had done right there in that cemetery, that graveyard. And you know, the demon said, Jesus, God of the universe, why are you tormenting us before our time? Hey, just the very presence, the sight of Jesus was a tormenting thing to those demon spirits. I'm telling you, friends, I've known of New Age occultic believers that if their loved one opened this Bible, just opened the Bible, they literally would fall on their knees and they would begin to moan and groan in pain because they were demon-possessed. And every homosexual and lesbian, my friends, is demon-possessed. And that's why they have their physical affectations. That's why the male homosexual has his girlish voice, his feminine ways, his limp wrist, his facial expressions, his entire body. He has received in himself the just due of his sins. And the woman with her butch haircut and her manly ways and looks and behavior and emotions. This is a sign of demon possession. And I believe when the demon goes out of the person, they won't have that kind of behavior at all. They won't be limp-wristed. If the demon spirits were ever to leave Michael Jackson, he wouldn't be some little limp-wristed guy who is a child molester. He'd be a changed person. He would be born again. He would be transformed into the family of God. And let me tell you something, friends. There are no homosexuals in the family of God. And I'll prove that to you. Just stay with me. And we would keep reading out verse 28. It says, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge. Remember now, what we're seeing here is they didn't like to retain God. They don't even want to think about God. They don't want to think about Jesus Christ. These people are liars and they are reprobates and they don't want anything to do with the real Jesus Christ. They have demon spirits and the demon spirits recognize Jesus and they say, don't torment us before our time, Jesus. It says here in verse 28, Romans chapter 1, it says, and even as they, that is these homosexuals and lesbians, and even as they did not lack to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. That's right, my friends. That's why they're demon-possessed. Do you understand what it says there? God gave them over. What did he give them over to? A reprobate mind. They're demon-possessed, reprobates. He gave them over. They have no part of Jesus Christ in them. They can't. They're reprobates. and their mind is totally consumed by Satan and his demon spirits. And it says that he gave them over to do things which are not convenient. That means that are not right, that are not proper for human beings or even human nature. Now, what kind of things did he give them over to? Well, read on to verse 29. Being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful. I'm telling you, friends, this is a description of homosexuals and lesbians. I didn't make it up. God wrote it in his book. Imagine being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, and on, malignity, deceit, debate, envy, murder, boasters, backbiters, evil, disobedient, covenant breakers, no understanding, no natural affection, no mercy. And then we sum up in verse 32. It says, who knowing the judgment of God. Oh, they know the judgment of God. Let me tell you something, friend. They'll holler and they'll scream at you and they'll call you a homophobe and a hater and a bigot. And you know why? Because they already know the judgment of God. Those demon spirits know the judgment of God. From afar, the demon-filled man in the tombs cried out, Jesus, God, what have we to do with thee? Why do you torment us before our time? Oh, they knew the judgment was coming for them. And let me tell you something. In the heart and soul of every homosexual and lesbian is a knowledge of the judgment of God. It says here, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them. Now, friends, they know the judgment of God. They know that what they're committing, what they're doing, those things are worthy of death. But they do them anyway. And they don't just do them. They have pleasure in them. And you read the very next chapter, chapter 2, verse 1. It says, therefore, thou art inexcusable. Oh, homosexuals and lesbians have a lot of excuses. Oh, well, I was made this way. Well, I learned to be this way. Well, my culture taught me this way. The Bible says, thou art inexcusable, oh man. You're just inexcusable. I'm sorry. That's the way it is. That's what it says. You've been turned over to a reprobate mind. Now, let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Verses 9 through 11. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 through 11. Will lesbians and homosexuals enter the kingdom of God? The answer is absolutely not. Now, does that sound self-righteous? No, I know that I'm a man that's forgiven, a man who is a sinner, a man who needed the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross. And I recognize that. Not so a practicing homosexual and lesbian. Now, the Bible makes very clear where they're headed. Read chapter 6, verse 9 of 1 Corinthians. It says, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate. Say what? Nor effeminate. Come again. Nor effeminate. Nor abusers of themselves with mankind. Nor thieves. Nor covetous. Nor drunkards. Nor revilers. Nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. You say, well, text, it lists more than just homosexuals there. More than just the effeminate. Well, I agree. It does.
There's a lot of people there, adulterers. Hey, they don't get off scot-free either. God says they're not going to enter the kingdom of heaven. Fornicators, that's out of marriage sex. How about the thieves? How about the drunks? How about the extortioners, the blackmailers? Oh, no. They're not going to inherit the kingdom of heaven. Now, there's something very wonderful, though, that I'm going to tell you about next. Listen up. Verse 11. Paul says, and such were some of you. Oh, wow, he's speaking to the people of the church. He says, some of you were also thieves. Some of you also were drunkards. Some of you were also homosexual. Some of you were lesbians. Oh, yeah. Paul says, and such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Well, my friends, let me tell you something. There is hope if you're a lesbian or a homosexual. And, of course, if you're a thief or a drunkard or an adulterer, there's also hope. God said here that there are some who are Christians who are now going to heaven who used to be these things. But you say, well, Natex, you know, I am presently an adulterer. I'm a thief. I'm covetous. And friends, I'm sorry. But the fact is, the Bible asks this question, are you washed in the blood? Are you sanctified by Christ? Are you justified by Jesus? Do you know the name of the Lord Jesus? And are you obeying His commandments? Are you saved by the Spirit of our God? That's the real question. Now, I want to bring you back to chapter 6, verse 9 of 1 Corinthians. One of the categories of people, it says very clearly, will not enter the kingdom of heaven are, quote-unquote, abusers of themselves with mankind. You see, there are sadomasochists in society, people who have sexual kinkiness, that love to do strange things to each other, sort of the leather and chains crowd. The Bible says that they are abusers of themselves with mankind. And that's right, they will not enter the kingdom of heaven. And that's not my rules, friend, that's what the Bible says. You're turned over to a reprobate mind, and you're going to do every evil work. And you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Now, I want you to understand that this is exactly the situation we have today. We have a planet full of people who continually imagine evil thoughts and do evil things. And that's why homosexuality and lesbianism is absolutely rampant and prevalent everywhere. Now, this was obviously the very same situation that existed in the days of Noah. You ever read that in Genesis chapter 6? Oh, you'd be amazed. Did you know that people became demon-possessed so much so that God said He actually repented that He had ever made man? And if it weren't for Noah, He would have destroyed all men off the face of the earth. But Noah was a just and a perfect man. It doesn't mean that he never sinned. It simply means that compared to other men, he was a just man. Now, at one time, he may have been a thief. He may have been a drunkard. He may have been an adulterer. I don't know. Maybe he was a homosexual. I'm not saying that he was any of those things. But you know something? God saved him. His faithfulness to God, his repentance of his sins, saved Noah and made him what God said was a just and a perfect man. Well, would you like to be perfect? I say, I can't be perfect, Tex. Well, that's right. But the blood of Christ can make you perfect. Did you know that? You can be born again. You'll receive a new mind and a new heart. And you can leave your homosexual lifestyle far, far behind you. Now, Jesus said something very interesting. He gave a prophecy. He said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be when the Son of Man returns. when Jesus comes again, and I believe that's very soon, it will be on earth just as it was in the days of Noah. Hey, all you have to do is turn to Genesis 6 to find out what it was back then. Well, I don't have the time to get into all of that, but I'll tell you, read Genesis 6, chapters 5, for example, chapter 7. You'll see that Noah had it pretty tough in a very evil world that no doubt was full of homosexuality and lesbianism. You may remember that in the ark, God ordered Noah to place two of every living thing, male and female. Oh, he didn't say, Noah, put two males of this kind and put two females of this kind. No, God knew what was the natural order. Read about that. That's in chapter 7 of Genesis. He said, take two of every living species and make sure, Noah, that one is male and one is female. And that's the way, my friends, it's supposed to be. Well, you say, well, Tex, I really don't know how to be saved. I don't want to be a homosexual or a lesbian. What must I do to be saved? It's very simple. Repent of your sins. Truly confess to God that you're sorry for sinning. Ask Him to wash it out of you totally. Ask Jesus to take control of your life. And remember that in John 3:16, we're told that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
If you're thirsty and dry, look to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
You've been listening to Pastor Tex Mars and Bible Home Church. Please join with us in worship next week as we continue to honor the remarkable Word of God.